Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. There is, it seems, something of a disconnect between the world in which you and I live and that inhabited by those who want to be our great leader for the next 4 years. In our world, this will be the hottest year the Earth has ever experienced. It will break the previous record set last year, which broke the previous record set the year before. Arctic sea ice has shrunk to a smaller area than ever recorded, with massive yet-to-be-calculated effect on the world's weather and oceans. The glaciers of Greenland and Antarctica are disappearing at rates far exceeding the worst-case scientific scenarios of just a few years ago. All of this because of the air pollution from burning fossil fuels. In their world, Donald Trump says climate change is a con job and a hoax that was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive. What we need to do, he says, is burn more coal, an abundant, clean, affordable, reliable domestic energy resource. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, actually uses the words climate change, identifies it as a serious problem, has recruited an army of advisors on the subject who generate dozens of position papers, but seldom mentions it in the campaign, except in the most general terms. In our world, nearly 30,000 wildfires so far this year in the American West have charred almost 3 million acres of land, and the peak of the season is still ahead. The ongoing blue-cut fire in California has crisped 50 square miles and forced the evacuation of more than 80,000 people. Last year, with 10 million acres burned over, set all-time records for the number, extent, and severity of wildfires in the West. As unprecedented drought and heat continue, this year will probably set new ones, not only in California, but Western and Northern Canada, Alaska, Siberia, and elsewhere. So what if we Google Trump, Clinton, and wildfires? On the Donald Trump column, we get Trump fires campaign manager again, Trump fires back at whoever, Clinton, Gold Star family, you name it. He apparently doesn't know about the wildfires. The Hillary Clinton results, fires back at Trump, fires up Latino voters, fires a warning shot, but she doesn't seem to know about the fires either. Here on Earth, floods of biblical dimensions, expected to happen on average once every 1,000 years, have, so far this year, struck Houston, Texas, southeast West Virginia, 24 dead, thousands of homes destroyed, Ellicott City, Maryland, and South Louisiana, in what is being called the worst natural disaster to strike the United States since Hurricane Sandy. Donald Trump flew his private jetliner into Baton Rouge Friday to make an ostentatious visit after the governor of Louisiana begged the president to delay visiting until the first responders needed to provide his security have found the missing, buried the dead, and at least assessed the catastrophic damage. Hillary Clinton took the day off Friday. Her only reference to the Louisiana flooding has been a single tweet that says she's monitoring it closely. In our world, drought and heat are the apparent culprits in the largest killing of mangrove thickets ever recorded in the world. 17,000 acres along 400 miles of northern Australia's Gulf of Carpentaria. This catastrophe for all sea life in the region just discovered last week, coincides with the world's worst ever coral bleaching event on the Great Barrier Reef and the death of a 60-mile-long stretch of kelp forest off Australia's western coast. There is a great dying of all forms of marine life along the west coast of North America. But in the bonfire of the inanities that is this year's presidential campaign, these things do not come up. They're happening, it seems, on another planet. And there's so much more. Rising seas are beginning to inundate the streets and threaten the futures of cities from Boston to Miami Beach to New Orleans. Rising temperatures are stressing the electric grid to its breaking point. Strengthening storms are killing people and destroying property with dismaying, increasing frequency. Climate refugees, and make no mistake that the wars the refugees are fleeing owe their existence to climate change, are destabilizing the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. But the candidates for the office they like to call leader of the free world prefer to talk about her emails, his staff shakeups, her health, his fitness to know the nuclear codes, her secret speech transcripts, his secret tax returns. In other words, the costume ball is in full swing inside the big house. The servants are restive but still obedient below stairs, and everyone looks ravishing. It would be extremely ill-mannered to spoil the mood by mentioning the four horsemen rampaging outside, or the fact that the house is in the process of burning to the ground. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.